Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
The concept of pay fors. It's a grammatical corruption, obviously, but they're using this term in the budget negotiations in order to find money somewhere in the federal budget to shift over to pay for the infrastructure projects, the bridges, the roads, the broadband, and all of that. Now, the trouble with that conceptually is that these types of infrastructure investments, we're buying assets. We're buying long-lived public sector productive assets, meaning that they're going to contribute to productivity for many, many years, decades in many cases. And the things should pay for themselves. The pay for is in the future productivity of these assets. And it's like a home mortgage. If you buy a home, you need cash, but the home contributes to the productivity of the family for the time that the homeowner resides there and raises the family. So the idea that you need to find some public expenditure somewhere else in the budget and shift it over is misplaced. The projects should pay for themselves, and you can calculate that using fairly standard finance formulas, and it's a distraction. It's people don't want their taxes to go up to pay for these things, but they'll get paid back in the future through future productivity. Anyway,
that's a really profound point. Let me telegraph that to everybody on this show. When this money, and by the way, the hard infrastructure, $1.2 trillion, comes out to about $100 billion a year for 12 years. And half of it is being paid by money already allocated, that's already allocated for COVID relief. So it's $600 billion roughly. Over 10 years is $60 billion a year. And Bill Shorewood's point is a good one. It's that there are certain things that are assets. You know, they're not just casual expenditures. Very few people can afford to pay cash for a house. So you take out a mortgage, you know, are you paying for it? Yeah, over time you're paying for it. But in the meantime, a house appreciates, roads and the rest of them probably depreciate, but over their 40-year life cycle, how are you going to run an economy? You need transportation. You need trucks hauling goods. You need people getting to work. They have to have roads. They have to have bridges. You have to have clean water. And you have to have broadband. Broadband is like electricity was 100 years ago. The rural electrification project under Roosevelt turned the lights on all through the country. Before that, you had candles or gas or something out in the country. You had nothing. And right now, you don't have decent broadband out in the country either. I got news for you. And putting broadband in rural America will be seen like a no-brainer 100 years from now. And small businesses who need the internet, I mean, everybody's selling over on the internet now. I mean, and how are you going to make reservations? How are you going to check credit card numbers and all that at restaurants? Yeah, look, the point of the matter is that this expenditure is a no-brainer. And what the Republicans are doing to stop it is largely to embarrass Joe Biden. They may pass it in a heartbeat if they ever get in, but they don't want Biden to look good. They don't want Biden to look good. And so Portman says, well, how are you going to pay for it? Well, and then we say we're going to collect the $1 trillion in fraud. And you're polite. You don't say that you guys defrauded, i.e. your donors, your contributors defrauded the government, but that's basically what it is. And now they're saying, no, we won't We won't let you hire new IRS agents that know how to unravel LLCs and limited partnerships and don't know how to do an audit. We're going to keep you down to bare bones. Our people like stealing money. I mean, that's, if you had a fair debate, a fair discussion, this is the English language that is being said. This is the English language that is being said. It's essential to repair our roads, bridges, airports, water systems, and put in broadband. Essential. And the Republicans are screwing it up, largely so that they can say, Biden didn't get it done, we can get it done next time around. But Bill, thank you very much for emphasizing that this is an asset. This isn't just some casual expenditure that doesn't come back to help us. Now, this is not the only piece of skullduggery that the Republicans have done. Lindsey Graham announced Republican senators should leave town like the Texas Democrats did to deny a quorum to Schumer for the budget infrastructure reconciliation bill. In other words, Texas Democrats were bad to do it, but they did it to stop voter repression. They did it for good reasons. Lindsey Graham is saying the Republicans should do the same thing. You need a majority to have a quorum. We have 50 Democrats. We need one more. We can say that's Kamala Harris. They'll say that Kamala Harris can only vote if there's a tie, and that's not what we have here. So therefore, but he makes a mistake. All 50 Republicans have to do it. I do not see Mitt Romney doing it. I do not see Lisa Murkowski doing it. And I do not see somebody like Susan Collins of Maine doing it. It may be that two of them do it because, well, you know, they're trying to smoke a fastball by some right-wing nuts in their state, but one of them, they'll cook it up in the parking lot, will stay there. It's not going to work. But for Lindsey, crooked little Weasley Lindsey Graham, this is a guy who betrayed John McCain, his best friend, has ratted out Trump, then sucked up to Trump, then ratted him out after January 6th, then sucked up to him again. This guy is a Tartuffe. He's a, look it up, Molière, okay? Google Molière and Tartuffe. This is what he is. He will say the stupidest things if they're dogmatically correct at the time. He has absolutely no integrity whatsoever. And he's now going, the Democrats in Texas were wrong, but we should do what they did because we're right. Well, the Democrats in Texas denied a quorum because they didn't want voter suppression. And what Lindsey Graham is doing, he wants to do it to knock out infrastructure and simply harm Joe Biden and the Democrats. This guy is a tumor. They're all tumors. Going to the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.